Holy, here we go again, Batman.
Good morrow to you nerdy folk, and welcome to the Nerd Sync Podcast, episode number 11. I was in a really long car ride and figured, why don't I just pop out the old microphone and record a podcast, as the kids call it. Am I right? Am I right? The only other person in the car with me was my sister, who I've actually been trying to get on the podcast for a while, and you guys will see why. We talk about Paranormal Activity 4, and I start to quiz her on things like superheroes and Doctor Who, which was hilarious. So stay tuned at the end for that, because that was just amazing. Thank you guys so much for doing the Facebook thing, and the Twitter thing, and the iTunes thing, and showing us love with your clicks. So do that still. Keep doing that. Get your friends to do that. And so without any further nonsense... Oh boy, does that not sound right. Without any further ado... That's better. This is the Nerd Sync Podcast, episode number 11. In a noisy car. Yay, audio quality.
Scuba-dooba.
Okay, hey, I guess we're recording now. Excitement.
That is so exciting. I finally get to be on a podcast.
This is my sister. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm his twin, Haley.
She's not really my twin. Just ignore her. She has a stupid theory about ridiculousness. This doesn't really matter right now because we're in the car driving 6 hours or so to go back to college.
Yay! I'm so not excited about this one.
Yeah, no, it's awful. But I get to record a podcast because it's going to take a really long time to get there. So we saw Paranormal Activity the other day, right?
Yeah, I was really glad we finally got to see it, actually.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about that. So what, you've seen the other Paranormal Activities, right?
I have. I've seen all of them.
And which one is your favorite now that you've seen all four of them?
Well, this is the only one that actually made me scream my head off in the movie theater, so this is my favorite.
Have you seen any of the other ones in the theater?
Yeah, I saw the third one, and I think I saw the second one in theaters, so... But they didn't make me scream like this one. They're good, though, but I don't know. This is my favorite so far.
Yeah. I gotta say, those movies, I don't know if you... Because you were sitting right next to me. I don't know if you noticed... I don't jump that often. Like, things don't usually scare me, but you, you went crazy over most parts.
I was actually thinking about that, because I was like, how is Mitch not even jumping right now? And me and Amanda are literally grabbing onto each other and not letting go. And, like, I don't know, the suspense gets to me. And that's what I love about it, is being able to, like, jump. I can't be like you and just sit there and not do anything.
Like, there were so many parts of this, of the fourth one, where it was just all joking, or like not joking, but just fake things that just jumped out. Like, they just build the tension, and all of a sudden something big happens, like, oh, that's not even from the ghost or whatever. That's just, you know, like that girl, like, just jumped on the bed in front of the camera.
Or the guy, he grabbed her off of the bed, like he snuck into her house and she thought it was a ghost and he, like, yanked her off of the bed.
Exactly. I think the only part that actually made me jump a little bit, and it's kind of embarrassing because it wasn't even that big of a part, was the part where the guy, the dad, was on the laptop in the kitchen.
Oh my gosh, yes, that part freaked me out so bad.
I don't even, you're probably talking about when the knife fell, right?
Where that thing came across the screen.
Like the shadow in the background?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's the part that creeped me out, because I was like, the knife part after that was supposed to be like the big buildup, and I'm like, oh, that wasn't scary, but they spent so much time focusing on the dad and just doing this thing on the laptop, and then all of a sudden just boom, you know, shadow across the ceiling or whatever.
Well, see, the knife was supposed to be the suspenseful part, but really what happened was when that shadow came across the computer screen or whatever, I freaked out too bad to where I had to close my eyes, so I didn't even get to see the knife fall down.
You were, there were lots of, I think I remember you closing your eyes quite a bit during this movie.
I did not. I didn't close them that much, I swear.
I think you closed your eyes. You didn't even get to see that one kid die.
Ew, because I don't like when people crack bones. Like, why would I want to see somebody's head go all around? That's gross.
Like, does this, this relates to, they have, the Paranormal Activity movies have a weird timeline where it goes, I think it goes, and chronologically it goes third, first, second, third? Yeah, it's like third, first.
And the third happen at the same time. and the second... No,
the third one's...
The first and the second happen at the same time. The third one is supposed to be first, and then this one is the last one.
Okay. Now, they said it was going to be the last one, but what about that crazy, weird scene at, all the way after the credits that was all in Spanish, I think, and nobody in the theater understood what it was.
I don't know. I Googled it. There's supposed to be a fifth one.
Okay, because I feel like they said that this was the last one, but that they're just gonna make another one anyway. I don't know. If they were getting worse over time, I'd feel bad. I'd feel like, oh, that's dumb. But they just keep getting better to me.
They really, really do. Like, I don't even understand why Andy doesn't like them, because seriously, this is like the first movie series that, well, other than like Harry Potter or something, that actually gets better with each movie, and it makes me more suspenseful, like, for each movie that we watch.
Yes. And oh, okay, so we gotta talk about this, because this is the funniest part in the theater, and that's why we have... We're seeing these movies in the theater is probably the best, way better than seeing them on your own. So in the fourth movie, there was this freaking cat.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about. And there was this freaking cat who was the cause of so many people jumping, because the way they do it is they set up cameras on laptops to kind of survey the house, and the cat keeps jumping on, like, in front of laptops and in front of cameras, and so it just scares people and nothing's happening. So there's a scene where I guess the mom was alone in the house, and all of a sudden in front of a camera you just see something fall and just smack really hard on the floor, and everyone in the theater was like, freaking cat died. Heck yes. People were like high-fiving.
They were literally cheering in the theater for the cat dying.
And then and the mom was like staring at the ground like she just witnessed a murder, you know? Yeah. So we were all like, yeah, yep, cat is dead. And all she does, pick up a book. Like, it's just a book that fell. And the amount of disappointment that fell over the crowd.
Yeah, because literally, as soon as they found out it was a book and not the cat, the whole crowd in the theater just goes, oh my gosh. And everyone was so bummed out about it. It was hilarious.
It was that was probably the best part. And then it was right in the beginning of the movie when something happened, and then someone yelled out from the back like, oh snap, or something like that.
Yes.
That was when you kind of was just like, you kind of
put my fist in the air. I was like, this is gonna be a good audience.
And then the other best part of the audience was when the kid was in the tub, he got pulled into the tub and he just, you know, was stayed underwater for a very long time. And then all of a sudden it was just silence, water was still, and then someone from the back goes, what'd they yell? Like, where you at, kid?
He was under the water for so long, and I'm pretty sure it was like some black girl. She was just like, where you at, kid? Get up! And it was so funny.
Oh gosh. I've been doing this thing with movies where I try not to watch any previews or trailers before I watch them, so as to not ruin anything. It comes in handy sometimes. Like, I think the first movie I ever did it with was Hunger Games, and that blew my mind. I was like, I had no idea that this is nuts. And then I did it for a couple other ones. And then Paranormal Activity was simply just because I figured it was gonna be okay. Lots of nighttime shots and lots of people being pulled out of beds and little stuff like that. So it didn't really matter to me if I saw the trailer. I didn't, though, but I don't know. So I have one kind of thing that confused me. I don't know if it was ever explained in any of the other movies, or if it was like a callback or something. What was with the fork that told the future?
I didn't understand that one, actually. I thought they were going to explain it in the fourth one, but I guess it... I don't know. Maybe it's just because he was a really weird kid. Or maybe they're going to include that in the fifth one.
Oh, snap. I don't know. I felt like there was a lot of unnecessary stuff, like how that kid made that girl float in the bed, and then absolutely nothing happened after that. Like, I don't know. That's just...
Maybe, I don't know, maybe that was supposed to try and create suspense because you thought something more was going to happen, but she just floated there. Floated? Float? What's the past of float?
I think it's floated. She flate there.
She flat. Floated.
Something like that. I honestly thought in the morning when the mom was going to wake her up that there was going to be like a fork, the future fork in her neck or something.
I thought somebody was going to get stabbed with that fork.
Seriously. How about that? the actual ending, not the ending to the after the credits, but when all of a sudden there's that creepy girl who's been in all the movies, who's just like standing at the end of the hallway, and then everyone's just like, okay, she's just gonna slowly creep towards her or something, and all of a sudden she just starts sprinting, and then yeah, and her face morphs into a weird demon-like thing. I remember sitting next to you in the theater, feet were off the ground. You were like, ah!
You were laughing at my reaction, but really, I think in my head what I was doing was trying to get away from her because she was coming at the screen. So, like, it felt like she was attacking me. Almost like a 3D movie, you know how you feel like it's coming at you? Her face freaked me out so bad that I just, like, was trying to get away from her in the movie, so I, like, curled up into a literal ball in my seat.
It was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in the theaters. And that was actually, because, I mean, the movie pretty quickly ended right after that scene. And just the amount of things in a row that scared people at that ending. Like, it was, all right, so, like, the setup, basically, you know, she gets dragged out of her house or whatever, and then she runs, sees her dad being dragged, then that girl comes charging at her through the hallway, breaking through the door, she runs, escapes out of window, all of a sudden...
How did she even get out of the window? Because I didn't see her get out, I just saw her scratching at the newspaper.
Yeah, and then she unlocked something, and I guess she got out. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe you were curled up in a ball and screaming you couldn't really pay attention to what was going on.
I think I was, actually.
Then, of course, right after she gets outside, we get a close-up of this creepy, you know, the little kids' faces are like the creepiest things, especially when they're lit like the way they are, where it's just like all white, and then
they have no emotion in their face. That's when you know you need to freak out.
So you have that all, and then all of a sudden turn around to see a whole army of old creepy ladies with like frizzy hair who just...
Ew, old ladies are really creepy too.
Is there anything you're not afraid of?
Turtles.
Turtles. and then of course she turns around, and then that the lady with the demon face is just, I guess, eats her face off or something.
Did she really?
I don't know what happened. It just she attacked.
I like threw my hands in the air. I was like, I couldn't pay attention to the old ladies.
It was hilarious. Wait, did you not see the old ladies, or did you?
I when she was like with her little brother trying to get him to leave, and then she like slowly turned the camera and there was that whole group of people surrounding her, that's when I couldn't pay attention anymore because I was literally freaking out in my seat.
That's awesome. And my favorite, I think the coolest new addition, because they always do in all the movies, they always do a cool like they change it up to how they have why they have cameras set up in there, or like how they do it. And so obviously I really like the first movie was just like single camera. The second movie was you know, whole array of, you know, basically just like security system cameras. And I like this one because it was just people's laptops. And then my favorite one was the Kinect, because that had some of the best scenes. You remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, that's when I really started getting freaked out, especially when he was coming down the stairs and you had that little demon boy following him, and he was like a toothpick, but it was freaky.
It's a little Ethiopian demon who just... It definitely made for some of the best scenes in the movie, because it was just the way it was... Remember the first scene where they were having the like space disco party or whatever?
Yeah.
And the little creepy kid, what's his name? Like
Robbie.
Robbie, yeah. Odd Robbie.
By Robbie.
Yeah, and he they were just doing that, and I actually saw, before they pointed it out, I saw something moving on the couch next to Robbie, but it was so subtle that I was just like, oh, that's just nothing.
If you already knew that and you didn't watch the previews, you're a genius.
Was it in the previews?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I didn't even see that. Yeah. I don't watch previews, as I've said.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of was like, oh, that's weird. And then they pointed it out, I don't know. I feel like there's going to be a lot of people, if they already don't do that, there's going to be a lot of people who start setting up their Kinect and with a infrared light. And that's another thing. Does the Kinect still project light if it's off? Like,
no, I mean, it does, but you can't see it unless you had the infrared camera.
Well, what I mean is, like, it, for it to project light, it needs to be turned on, right? To project the infrared, it needs to be turned on. Like, so did they leave their Xbox on all night long?
Probably. It's a movie.
That's fair. I mean,
if we were a movie,
we don't have the rights to that song. I'm just kidding.
It's Hannah Montana. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, you can sing whatever you want as long as you throw in some sort of parody thing, because then it's free
really?
Use. So.
Is that that's a real rule for podcasts?
I mean, it's a real rule for life.
Oh. If we were a movie, there'd be a demon sitting next to Robbie. I don't know. I don't have anything else.
More words go here. Chorus! And then. That was the chorus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know Hannah Montana things.
Yeah, you adore her. You worship her.
I absolutely do not.
I've seen that shrine in your closet.
That was for me. That's for me only.
I've seen that Hannah Montana wig.
Hey, man. It makes me feel pretty.
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
It's a parody of
it. But I don't know a parody of this song.
You break out in song quite often, don't you?
I know. I told all my friends that I feel bad for my future husband because I love to break out in random songs. So I hope he can stand it.
Nobody can. So, So I don't know what else to talk about with this movie. There was lots of crazy. Oh, okay. The first of all, who was Robbie? Like,
I don't know. Because I thought he was the kid that got kidnapped at first, but apparently it was Wyatt who was really Hunter. So, maybe he was just like some random boy, or he was a demon. I don't know.
That really confused me because, you know, if that crazy lady, what's her name? The one who's been in all of them, Kate? Okay, I thought that was her name in real life. I didn't know if it was her name in the movie. Apparently it is. Okay, if Kate kidnapped Hunter, how did he wind up with that family then?
I know, that's why I was like, no, it's gotta be Robbie who's really Hunter, not him. Maybe Robbie really is Hunter, but they were just playing Wyatt and were like, yeah, you're really Hunter. You're really the one that was kidnapped. I don't know.
I don't know, that's so weird to me. And then, that house at the very end was apparently the same house from the third one.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
It kind of struck me. It was very familiar to me, just because of the the gate. I think just the entrance. It looked very familiar. And then, of course, when you see a group of old ladies standing in one place, you're like, oh, they can't travel far. They're old ladies. They must be the same house.
Well, like, I didn't even realize that was like the group of ladies until that one time when the blonde-haired girl, she was like, there's a bunch of cars at the house. And then Amanda leaned over and she's like, those are the freaky old ladies. And I was like, dude, I didn't even remember all that stuff. I actually thought that was a part of some other movie that's not a part of the Paranormal Activity series, so I got confused.
Oh, sweet. Like a Scary Movie Avengers where they tie everything in.
Yeah, for real.
That'd be nuts. Like, what? Okay, if we could make a horror movie Avengers, what movies would we combine? So obviously we want Paranormal Activity because we need Toby as like the main villain, right?
Who's Toby?
The ghost from Paranormal Activity. His name is Toby.
Oh yeah. See, I don't remember this stuff.
Let's see. Well, you watch lots of horror movies, so who? What else would you have? I don't know. Would you want to do more, serial killers? Like, would you want to combine, like, Jigsaw plus, like, I don't know, Freddy Krueger or something, or?
Absolutely. I mean, you need the scary stuff, but then you also need, like, the gory, suspenseful people, too. Like, Jigsaw would be awesome because of all the stuff he does. But I can't think of something scary to put in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you seen... I rave about this movie so much. Have you seen Cabin in the Woods?
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't seen it. No, but I was going to say, yeah, you always tell me about that. And I think it was Amanda or Lauren told me about it. And they were like, I couldn't even finish it because it was just so freaky. But I want to see it.
Yeah, I mean, a couple people say that it's really dumb because it's not strictly a horror movie. Like, it's not super, I don't know, it's not your straight-up horror movie. In fact, I like it a lot because it's kind of a, it kind of, after you watch it, you go, you look at all of the other horror movies that you've seen and go, well, that explains everything. And so I don't want to give anything. Have you seen any previews or trailers? That's another movie that I have not seen any previews or trailers for, and I watched it, and I was just amazed at how awesome it was.
Is that the one, I'm hoping, because I'm going to sound so stupid if this is not the right one, where they get, like, these kids to the cabin, but it's, like, a certain stereotype, like the jock and then the slut and something. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. So then they let them choose their own, the thing that kills them, which is kind of neat. I really do enjoy that aspect.
Is that a die?
Not purposely. There's like a whole, do you mind if I ruin it for you?
Go for it.
Okay, there's a basement of artifacts that are like mystical artifacts. And what happens is whatever one they pick up and mess with will summon a different creature. So you have someone is blowing on a conch shell, which could which would summon like a merman that will kill people.
Heck yeah, I want to die from a merman.
So one of the main people who works for the company always is always raving about he wants a merman to kill people. But they're always like, no man, it's a mess. It's a mess to clean up, and it's just you think it's exciting, but it's not. And so, and then there's like a couple other ones, like there's some creepy ones, like obviously they're like zombies and they're like ghosts and basically whatever you pick up and mess with. So they have stuff like, you know, art little like music boxes that if the song gets all the way through, something will summon, or, you know, a diary that when you read a certain passage will summon something. And obviously they don't know it, but it's just, and so everyone's messing with a different thing, and the first one to complete whatever it takes to summon something is what will kill them. And then they have to fend for themselves, and usually they'll die. And the stereotypes are, like, there's the whore, the jock, the fool, the scholar, and the virgin. And the virgin is optional, but she always has to die last. So it kind of,
I thought virgins never died in scary movies.
It's like, well, this one just says it's optional, because I'm pretty sure it's happened before.
It did in Scream 4.
There you go. So yeah, that was a neat movie too.
Scream? Oh my gosh, I love the Scream movies.
I loved how basically they kind of just remade the first Scream, but it was intentional in the way where they just wanted to basically take Scream and go, we're gonna make almost the exact same movie, but there's a purpose because we want this girl to be delusional and think that she can be like this other girl from the original Scream movies.
Wasn't it?
Was it her aunt?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was her aunt.
I wasn't paying attention. It was neat, though. I always like the Scream movies because when you have a serial killer movie, they're usually unstoppable. Like, you have Jason, who, like, if you can shoot him, stab him, do whatever, he will always come and kill you. Whereas in Scream, there are so many, like, whoever plays, you know, the killer always gets beat up so much. Like, yeah. Falls downstairs, gets punched in the face.
But also, like, I like that it's not just one killer. It's, like, multiple people that team up. And it's just, I don't know. I just think it's really smart how they do all of it.
I think so, too. And then, of course, how they always, how in the movie they have the movies about the things. Which is, I love how everybody quotes it, like, line for line. What were those movies called? It was like some sort of like knife pun, or I don't know.
I don't remember.
Well, it doesn't matter. Back to Cabin in the Woods. You remember how we watched it before Paranormal Activity 4? I think I watched that with. I think it was before Paranormal Activity 4. The preview for Red Dawn.
Oh my gosh, when we just like walked in and then like me and Amanda wanted to leave the theater immediately because that person was like all bent in a weird shape.
No, that's something else.
Oh. What's Red Dawn?
Red Dawn is a remake with of a movie.
Yeah,
and it has Chris Hemsworth, and they said something about his dad's like go get to the cabin, and the cabin they choose looks almost like it's in the exact same location as the cabin from Cabin in the Woods. And so we were all, and Chris, when I saw Looper with Chris last night,
by the way.
that was an interesting... It was the first movie I ever walked out of the theater having a headache. I didn't walk out halfway through.
I was like, that's such a waste of money to just walk out.
No, I don't think I've ever walked out of a movie. Well, I was kicked out. Remember that? Remember when that happened? Remember when you had me kicked out of a theater?
I try not to remember that one, actually.
I believe the movie was... It was Sweeney Todd, Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and it was the last night it was playing in theaters. It was the last night I was playing in theaters, and so I was like, hey guys, I want to go with you guys. I was so prepared for this movie. Do you remember I made a roast beef sandwich that I kept in my pocket to eat during the movie, and you and your friends kept throwing popcorn at the screen and yelling and talking.
We only threw it at the rape scene so that we could yell rape at the movie.
That's still obnoxious.
Okay, but listen, that was like 10 seconds of my life right there. And then what they really complained about was that we were singing along to the music and not letting them listen to the people actually sing it.
Well, once again, these people paid to watch Johnny Depp sing, and you're singing over him.
There were lyrics on the screen.
Were they really?
I think so.
I don't think they do that.
Well, one time I watched it, there was lyrics on the screen. Maybe that was the first time.
Was it like a DVD? Maybe it was on a DVD or something, or...
I don't know. I think whenever you have like a musical at a theater, they play some at some theaters where they actually have the captions on the bottom of the screen.
That's interesting. Yep, so I didn't get to see that movie until it came out on DVD. And, it was a neat movie. It wasn't great. But, I don't know. Back to things. When I was watching Looper with Chris, the preview for Red Dawn came on, and as soon as they showed like Chris Hemsworth and then the cabin, Chris goes, is this a Cabin in the Woods 2? I'm like, first of all, both the cabin and Chris Hemsworth are destroyed. Like, Chris Hemsworth isn't just dead, he's destroyed.
What?
Spoilers. So...
In what movie?
Which one is less meaningful to you?
Well, I was gonna say, if it's in Cabin in the Woods, and I'm definitely watching that if he's in there.
Oh, yeah, Chris Hemsworth is in Cabin in the Woods. That's why it was weird for us to be, to see him, in another movie with a cabin that looks like the Cabin in the Woods, because...
Well, now I know he dies, thanks.
Haley, everybody died.
No, they don't.
Literally, I'm not even kidding, everybody on the planet dies at the end of that movie.
Nah, I heard people survived.
I don't know where you heard that from. Well, okay, here's the thing. You can believe me or them, one of us is lying.
Okay. I don't know.
I hate doing that because someone said something to me the other day where we were talking about a movie, and then I think it was it you? I don't know if it was you or like Chris or somebody, but somebody, or no, I think it might have been another one of my friends. They said they were talking about a movie, and I said, I was trying really hard not to give any spoilers away, and they go, my friend tells me this happens at the end. I'm like, oh. And they're like, oh, is that not what happens? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to give any spoilers. And then he goes, well, my friend said this. I'm like, well, your friend is wrong. No spoilers. And so I've...
Well, your friend is wrong.
I have a hard time because I'm like a very factual person, so I want to make sure everyone has their facts straight. But at the same time, I don't want to give any spoilers. And I can't... It's contradict each other a lot. Like... My friend watched back when Transformers 2 was a thing and it came out. Never saw it?
Never saw it. I only saw the first one.
That's good on your part.
That's what everyone tells me.
So when Transformers 2 came out, he said, yeah, the ending was sweet. Like, Optimus Prime dies. And I was like, spoilers. And he goes, no, he comes back. I'm like, dude, that's even bigger of a spoiler. So,
Optimus Prime.
That's a good impression.
Thank you.
That's spot on.
Did you even get that on the microphone?
No, do it again.
I'm Optimus Prime.
I'm Norm.
Oh my gosh, don't do that.
I don't know what that's from, but...
It's a verb.
Oh, it's from... Oh, okay. And so I just do that and it freaks you out for some reason.
If you chase me around the house like Norm, yes.
All right, then. and that brings us to, this will be absolutely nothing to you, but we talked about it on a previous episode where Hugo Weaving, remember the guy from Captain America, the guy with the red skull, his name was Red Skull?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to make it as easy as possible for you because I don't know if you remember character names or anything. So
potentially.
All right. What's Captain America's full name?
Captain America.
Very close. And I don't know how to say that. What's his sidekick? What's his best friend's name?
Ask me a question about Thor or Avengers.
I would love to. I would love to start interviewing you about stuff that nerdy things that we all know. Okay. And I want to see if you. I would love to see if you know them because I think that would be hilarious. I'll stick with movies. I'm not gonna say something completely random random. Yeah, I wasn't going to be like, who are the founding members of the Avengers in the original comic books?
Did you just see my face drop from that question?
So, all right, let's go straight from the Marvel Studios movies, and those are, you know...
Straight from the Marvel Studios movies!
All right. I think I'm gonna take that and make it sound like an announcer voice.
That's what I was going for!
And you're going to announce this segment. All right, so... I love that. So, all right. So let's see what questions I can ask. What is Thor's hammer's name?
I don't know, but I can tell you only Thor can pick it up because his dad gave him the power to do it. Except when he took Thor's power away. Yeah.
You're partially right. It's not just Thor who can pick it up. It's anyone who's worthy can pick it up.
But only Thor is worthy. Because no one else has been able to pick it up.
Well, not in the movies, and I'll give you that. In the comic books, a lot of people have picked it up, including Superman, but...
That's crap.
So you're 0-1 right now. But it's okay.
You didn't even give me, like, half a point for that one.
All right, I'll give you half a point for that one. That's fair.
I didn't name it, but I can tell you what happens with it.
That's fair. All right, what's the circle? What's the glowy circle in the middle of Iron Man's chest that keeps him alive called?
I don't know, but I know that it reflects, like, it's pushing away shrapnel so it doesn't go into his heart. Like, I can't tell you names. I can just tell you what stuff does.
All right. Well, that's fair enough. You have one...
What's it called?
It's called the arc reactor?
Yeah.
All right. Or the miniature arc reactor, if you want to do that.
I have that in my head.
Of course you did. All right.
It started with a T.
All right, so do you want to stray away from names then?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll get a pick on you a little bit because I know it's the only Marvel Studios movies you haven't seen. But how did the Hulk get his powers?
He was doing a science experiment and it went horribly, horribly wrong.
That's as vague as you can be.
Some radioactive stuff. I didn't watch Hulk. I just watched the Avengers with him in it.
All right. He was bitten by a radioactive muscle man.
I thought you were about to say he was bitten by a radioactive spider, and I was like, you're getting your heroes mixed up there, buddy.
Yeah, I want to start creating comic books that make absolutely no sense, and I wanted my hero to get powers. I haven't decided what powers, but I wanted him to become a superhero by being bitten by a radioactive lightning bolt.
What?
Because I think that'd be fun.
Lightning bolts can't bite you.
And they can't be radioactive, I'm sure, either.
Well... I don't know about that one. They're shiny.
It's like, well, I don't know enough about lightning bolts to defeat that, so...
I just know they're bright and powerful, and they hurt.
That's true.
I don't know that personally, though.
I am.
I am? Is that what you said?
I said, no, I said, oh, yeah.
Oh. I just heard, I am.
I am all powerful, and thanks. Who built Captain America's shield?
The government company.
Is that all you got?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's right because, it might be another name question, but I would have let you slide away with.
It's symbols, like an acronym, right?
You're thinking of SHIELD, right?
No, why?
Oh.
Swear.
Then what are you thinking of?
I don't know. All that's going in my head is USR right now.
USR?
Yeah. What is it?
It's Tony's father, Howard Stark.
Oh. Stark Industries.
Yep, that's right.
The S.
Okay. You got the S in the middle of USR stood for Stark.
Yep.
What side of Nick Fury's face is the eye patch on?
The left.
Look at that. That's a solid point right there.
Yes. I just remember Tony Stark like, How does he see this thing? He turns a lot.
That's great. So all right, there you got a point. You got a couple half points along the way. Let's do.
What's the redheaded girl's name? Black Widow.
I don't know if it's fair if you answer your own questions.
I got that name. I got that.
You got that name.
Loki.
Okay, let's ask a question about Loki.
One part in Thor where he's like about to fall off and like Thor is holding on to him and then his dad is there and he's like, I did it for you, father. I did it for you. And I was like, oh, Loki, I love you.
That's.
I could have done it for you, father.
Yeah, you are just super obsessed with just the way they talk. And I don't blame you.
He has a really good smile, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you. I mean, I have no comment about the smile. but I do. The reason why I love Thor and the Avengers so much is because even when they're just talking in the Avengers, they do it with such power and such great dialogue that, like, every line that Thor and Loki say, I'm just like, that is great. Like little things like when Thor's like, so you take the world I love as recompense for your imagined slights. I'm like, that's so great.
He's going like all Shakespearean there.
Shakespeare in the Park? Doth mother know?
Shakespeare in the universe.
Ooh, that's a good one. Where do Thor and Loki live?
Ah, dang it. What letter does it start with?
A.
Oh. What's the second letter?
Zgard.
Asgard.
You got it.
Yeah!
I don't know. I feel like I could do another Captain America question. Where was he from?
Is it Germany? Is it Europe?
Are you saying Captain America?
Oh, wait, what was your question?
Germany and Europe.
So I'm looking for a specific.
Why would Captain America be from Germany?
That's what I'm saying.
Or Europe. Obviously, he's from America.
That's what I'm saying, Haley. But where specifically is he from? I'll even settle for a state.
Give me
the specific
the letter
city.
Of the state.
I'd like the specific city, but state will give you a half point.
Okay, I can get the city if you give me the state. Or don't give me the letter of the state.
N.
New Jersey.
No.
Nebraska.
No.
Nevada.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
New York.
Yes.
Okay. New York City.
No.
Albuquerque. Oh, that's not in New York. I'm at Albany.
No.
What letter does the city start with?
B.
Oh, I was going to say Baton Rouge. Oh, I'm so bad with geography. Wait, is that geography?
Yes.
Okay. What's the second letter of the B word?
R.
Brigstone.
Brigstone? Is that a real place?
I think Brigstone National Park is something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no clue.
They have funny accents here, and they talk like they're from Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn!
Brooklyn. That's in New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I wasn't confused. I'm like, no, the only B city in New York is Bridgestone or whatever.
You want to make sure my stupidness didn't rub off on you.
A little bit. So, all right, he's from Brooklyn. Remember, he's just a kid from Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, just a kid from Brooklyn. Just a little kid with big dreams.
Big dreams. And,
he got big, too.
Yes, he did. All right, how about... Let's do another Iron Man question because we haven't asked any of those.
I love Iron Man. That's my favorite superhero.
Oh, well, then let's keep asking them then, shall we?
We shall.
Okay. I don't want... it's hard to stick from names, so I want to see if you can describe something, perhaps. Okay, you got Pepper.
Pepper Potts.
All right, do you have his best friend's name? Played by two different actors?
I do remember there were two different actors. What's the letter start with? I mean, what's the word? The letter that the word starts with.
Gosh, what is wrong with you?
I'm trying to drive and talk at the same time and trying to think of names.
Okay, it is, I'll give you his nickname, R.
RJ, I don't know.
RJ.
what's the second letter?
We are driving on a...
road!
Plus a Y at the end of it is...
What?
Roadie.
Roadie. Wyatt at the end.
Oh, no, Y at the end.
Roadie. That's not his real name.
Yeah, no, his name is James Rhodes, but they call him Roadie.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that, because that's too common. Like, Pepper Potts.
That's why I was giving you his nickname, Roadie. Who else is named Roadie?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to him.
All right, how many sets of armor has he had up to date?
Like, in the movies?
Yes.
including the one he made to escape all the bad guys?
Yes, that would be number one. Okay. And then the last one in the Avengers that shot at Loki is the last one.
One, two, three. Well, okay, but there were some in his house that he didn't use too. Are we counting those?
Yeah, we're gonna count.
Like his friend used one of them to get his attention.
That's the second one.
Okay. One, two, three.
I'll tell you, there are three in the first Iron Man movie. There was the big one, then there was the silver one that he never used that had icing, and then there was the gold and red one that he used throughout the rest of the movie.
Icing?
Yeah, remember, there was they had an icing problem, which is why he started making his suit out of gold.
Yeah, I feel ya. Okay. One, two, three. You said three in the first one? One, two, three. I'm gonna go with eight.
Eight. Can you name all eight of them? I mean, not they don't have names, but can you describe all eight of them?
I can just tell you the first one that he made to escape the bad guys was, I don't know what it was made out of.
No, I mean, you know, I just mean like, all right.
When did he use them?
Yeah.
To escape the bad guys. Then he had the classic golden red one that I feel like he uses all the time. That whatever one with the icing that you told me about. And then he had that, in the Avengers he had that really cool one where all he had to do was put those bracelets on his wrist and then it would like come shooting out to get him or whatever. That was cool. Yeah, that's all I really remember. I was just guessing.
You're just guessing eight?
Was I right?
No, I don't think so. I'm going to list through the ones that I remember, and I'm going to, if I'm wrong, I'm sure people on the internet will tell me. I believe up to date, as the Avengers is the last one, not counting Iron Man 3, I believe there's only been six. And it would be the big giant one that he used to escape the cave, the silver one that had the icing problem that his friend Rhodey used to become War Machine.
So, what?
Remember at the end of Iron Man 2 when he became, when he also had that giant robot suit that had lots of guns and such?
Yeah.
His character's called War Machine.
Oh, he actually, like, is a superhero?
Yeah, he fights their partners sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so there was that. That's the second one. The third one is the classic red and gold one that was the first one in the original Iron Man movie. Then in the second movie, he actually started off the movie in a different Iron Man suit than the first one. So in between the first and second movies, he created a new Iron Man suit, and that would be the fourth one. Then the fifth one is the triangle, the one with the triangle in the middle. And then the sixth one is the one in the Avengers with the bracelets.
Hi everybody, Scott here to inform you, as I'm sure you already know, that I was wrong. There are actually seven suits of armor in the Marvel Studios movies. The briefcase armor, which I totally forgot about, is Mark V, which makes the triangle armor Mark VI, and the armor in the Avengers, Mark VII. That is all.
Why do you put a triangle instead?
Because in the second movie he was using, I believe it was palladium. I don't know if that's entirely true, but he was using that as the, as basically to, I guess, to power his suit, or to power the arc reactor, I think, and it was poisoning his bloodstream, and so it was, like, basically slowly killing him, and so he had to create a new element that his father had made for him, or his father had, like, mapped it out all out for him, so he created a new element, and he put it in a little triangle instead of a circle, and then it put it in his arc reactor, and then Joss Whedon says he hates triangles, so in the Avengers he's gonna go back to a circle.
What? That's such a random thing to hate. I hate triangles.
I hate anything with three sides. Ooh. Let's see if I can think of a couple more, because you like
Ask
Iron Man.
Me questions about Avengers.
Oh, about the Avengers movie. Perfect. What are the aliens called? That's another name question, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't do names. They're just aliens.
They are the Chitauri.
Yes. That's right. See, that starts with T, right?
Chitauri?
I thought it was Tatari. Sorry.
Close enough. All right. How about? All right, we'll do ridiculously easy ones. All right.
Okay.
Who was the villain?
Loki and the Chitauri.
Good. What was Loki after?
He was after that glowing blue box.
The cosmic cube, or the how they call it in the movie, the tesseract.
Yes, that starts with a T.
Are you looking for anything that starts with a T?
No, that is for real. You were asking me questions about Loki and Thor and everything, and I knew there was something that started with a T.
All right.
Other than Thor's name.
Right. Technically, Loki's not after the cube, the Tesseract, because he already has it.
No, wait, what?
Yeah, remember, he stole it in the very beginning of the movie. He could have just left, right?
Oh, he just wanted, like, them to come down and take over Earth.
He needed the Tesseract because he wanted to rule Earth, whereas the army, Thanos, at the very end of the movie, the guy who stands up.
That starts with a T, too.
Oh, gosh. He wanted the cube because it basically is like a source of unlimited sustainable power.
Right, right.
And they were using it as a warm light for all mankind to share.
And he shot the Tesseract at the sky at Iron Man's home.
Tony Stark, which also starts with a T?
Yeah.
Okay, oh, that's a good one. What's the group called made up of superheroes?
The Avengers.
You got it.
Bing, bang, bang.
I've lost track of points. Let's say
I'm at 100 right now.
100 points?
Yeah.
100 point units?
100 point units.
Okay, what is the big flying ship in the sky called? There's absolutely nothing I could ask that's not name questions at this point.
I don't know, but I just thought it was really cool how they did the reflector panels, because I was like, hello, if they do that in a movie, why don't they just do that in real life?
I love how you remembered that they were called reflector panels, but you couldn't remember other things.
Because it reflects. How would I forget it's called a reflector panel?
It's okay. What's the organization? Okay, well, the answer to that question
SHIELD.
Was... Oh, yeah, you got SHIELD. The answer to the question was it was the helicarrier.
Right.
So,
because it flew in the air and it carried people.
Close enough.
At first I thought it was going to be a submarine.
Right. And but they kind of joked about it.
But it was much cooler being in the air, actually.
How many engines could go offline and still have it float in the air?
Is this a double digit number?
There's only four, so no.
Oh, two, one, three. Two.
It's more. Those are all of the possible answers. Give me one of them.
Two.
So two engines could go offline and they could still be floating in the air.
Yes.
Wrong.
Oh.
Only one could.
Oh.
Which is why Tony Stark and Iron Man, or Tony Stark is Iron Man, which is why Iron Man and Captain America had to jumpstart one of the turbines.
Then they needed to build that better. And Tony Stark got caught in the propeller because someone was shooting at Captain America. Someone was shooting at Captain America and he had to pull the red lever. And
did you say that they needed to build it better?
Yeah.
so nonchalantly, you're just like, well, they need to build it better.
Hello, if you can't even survive with two propellers down, there's an issue. That's such a risk. Like, well, we can only have one not working to stay up, but if two go down, we're sunk. Like, I just think it's stupid. Build it better.
I would love to stray off of Avengers right now and ask you, because Avengers is stuff that you kind of know stuff about, and I want to hear you answer stuff that you don't know anything about, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
This will be fun. This will be like the last couple minutes of the podcast. All right, what... Oh, we're gonna go Doctor Who questions.
I love how this is supposed to be about Paranormal Activity 4, and now we're just, like, asking me questions.
This is so much more fun to me. All right, so... is it okay if I ask Doctor Who questions?
I mean, all I can tell you is that he had a sonic screwdriver. He had a bunch of them.
All right.
And it goes...
That's a good impression.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good. I think I usually do a thing where if anyone cusses on the podcast, I'll bleep them out with a sonic screwdriver noise. I think I'm going to replace it with you doing an impression of a sonic screwdriver noise.
That's not which one?
Probably the second one.
That's right, right?
Yeah, I mean, close enough. Okay. All right, so the Doctor has a time machine. What's the time machine called?
Doctor Who's time machine.
That's very close. It's actually called the TARDIS. And what is...
Oh, yeah, that starts with a T, too!
Gosh dang it. What is... TARDIS is an acronym. What does it stand for?
Touch apples right down in scubas.
Touch apples right down in scubas?
Yeah.
Are you aware that scuba is also an acronym?
Synchronize. No, self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Oh, you know that.
What was synchronized? You know where I learned that from?
Boy Meets World?
Yeah, all right.
That's hilarious.
That's where I learned all my important life lessons.
And the people who travel around with the Doctor, what are they called?
Doctor Who's evil minions.
All right, yeah, you got it.
That makes me think of Despicable Me with the little yellow minions.
All right, all right. And what are where is the doctor from?
Hospital, obviously. He's a doctor.
Right. What alien?
Right?
Yeah. What alien species is he?
The good kind.
Well, you're not wrong.
Is he blue?
If you think he's blue, he's blue.
I picture him being blue.
Then he's blue.
Sometimes red if he's mad.
Oh, yeah. It changes like a mood ring.
Oh, I'm genius. So, is he green sometimes? Because I can see green too. Sometimes yellow. Maybe orange.
Is there any color you can't see him as?
I was going to say black, but that sounds racist. just those colors I named. I can't even see him being white, actually.
Okay, so he's kind of like a, he doesn't actually have a race, he just kind of...
He's just a rainbow, he doesn't have a race.
All right. And the doctor has a love interest, does he not?
I mean, everybody has a love interest.
What's her name, what's her story?
Nurse. She's a nurse.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
You could write for the show, Haley.
That is not her name, is it?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
Are you sure you haven't watched the show before?
Is it sad that I'm answering more correct questions on this and I haven't even seen it?
I think that's awesome is what it is.
Sweet.
All right, and I guess what is the doctor's most formidable foe? What's the evil thing that he fights the most?
Diseases.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Shut up! That is not.
Is there any one disease that he fights more often than most of them?
Leprosy.
It's kind of an alien form of leprosy.
Shut up! This is too. You're just helping me out right now.
Well, all right. And how about let's do. Does he have any pets?
I want to say a fox because our teachers at school are Doc and the Fox. So I'm just gonna say a fox.
Well, I think they chose their nicknames after the show.
Shut up.
So you got that as well.
Shut up! That is not true. I can't even laugh and drive right now. This is too funny. Oh my gosh. Okay, ask me another question.
How old is the doctor?
Is he in his hundreds?
Yes, he is.
No!
How many hundreds?
200s. Am I wrong? Did I actually get one wrong?
Well, I mean, all right. There has been times when he's been in his 200s. The show's been going on for a very long time.
Oh. Is he like Mr. Feeny where he never dies?
Pretty much.
You know Mr. Feeny's in Grey's Anatomy now?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a doctor. He's a doctor!
Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Okay, so the doctor, whenever he dies, he can regenerate. What regeneration is the doctor on currently?
I don't understand your question.
All right, so whenever the doctor dies, he regenerates into a new doctor. That becomes the second doctor. And then when the second doctor dies, he becomes the third doctor. So what doctor are we on right now? Yeah, what number doctor are we on right now?
25.
You got it.
Shut up! No! All right. That is so awesome. I'm a genius.
Yeah, no, you got it all.
Gosh, that's so cool.
You're doing good. I think I'll do one more question. Let's see if I can think of a good one, a good zinger to end on, I think. Oh, here's a good one. Does the doctor have any children?
Oh, Amy told me about this, I think. Or Allie. I want to say yes.
And what?
He has a son.
Okay, yeah, yeah. What's the son's name?
Is it James?
It's close.
What letter does it start with?
It's still J-A, but it's not James.
Jacob?
You got it.
Yeah!
All right. And I think now would be a good time to tell you that none of those answers were correct that you
said.
Shut up!
You are so awful! I got so excited! You're so mean!
So you basically just described a show that doesn't exist, but I think we could put it on air, and I think it'd be a really neat show.
I was so excited. Oh my gosh, I'm about to swerve off the road.
That was wonderful.
You're mean.
You did a good job though.
was like more interested in it because I thought I was getting more answers right. Did I get anything right?
I think you got a couple of them right. I mean, you got a couple partial ones right. Like you got, he is in his hundreds, but he's like 1100.
Does he really have a son?
He has a daughter.
Oh.
That's
Does he really have is he 25 or is he on the 25th doctor or whatever?
He's on the 11th.
Oh, I was almost gonna say 10.
You would have been really close.
He doesn't have a nurse, does he?
No, he does have a love interest called River Song.
Someone told me about her, but I don't remember what she does.
I mean, she's just another time traveler, but...
Oh, I feel you.
He doesn't have a pet fox. He has a...
You're so mean. That was my favorite one.
He had a pet robot dog.
Oh.
None of this is making any sense to you.
I was gonna say dog, but that's too typical.
Yeah.
Foxes are cooler. Foxes. I don't know.
Too foxin' in the woods.
Too boxin' of donuts.
So, but yeah, we're just about out of time. We've reached our limit. This was super fun, Haley. Did you have fun?
I did until you just ruined it for me.
So, I thought it was fun. We should do more trivia games like this more often. I'll quiz you about Star Trek and then...
They have to let you know if they want me back on your podcast.
Again, I wish I didn't tell you that all your answers were wrong, because if I had you back on, I could just keep asking you questions and you'd think that they were correct.
Yeah, for real.
I'm sorry about that.
I should have thought ahead.
I thought it was too funny not to tell you, though.
You even had the excited face for me. I looked over at you and you got excited, too.
I know. All right, so Paranormal Activity. watch it or not watch it. Would you recommend it to people?
Absolutely watch it. Especially make sure you've seen the first three first, because there's going to be some stuff you won't understand.
I mean, there'll still be stuff you don't understand because of the freaking future fork.
Yeah, really. Nobody even got stabbed with it. What was the point of them talking about the divorce? Well, maybe it was just because it's supposed to be like a typical day with a family.
Yeah. I think it's just supposed to provide a little bit of tension.
True story.
Explain why the dad is always on the couch.
I thought, like, maybe they're going to talk about the parents' divorce and then put, like, a camera in the parents' bedroom and then, like, the ghost would sleep with the mom in the bed or something.
Are you turning this into some sort of, like, weird...
Not a porno. It came to me. I don't know. That's happened, though, in ghost movies where the ghost will crawl under the sheets in the bed with the person. But not have sex with them, unless you're watching Scary Movie 4, or not 4.
2.
2, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't the ghost crawl under the sheets from the first one? Very first Paranormal Activity?
Yeah, I think so. That's where I'm getting it from.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you've listened to any of our awesome podcasts, but I usually like to end it by having someone other than myself, usually a guest, say anything they want at the very end. So usually people say weird things, like bibbidi-bobbidi jello pudding pop was one of them. You could literally say anything. It doesn't have to be a weird word or a phrase. You can just say goodbye to everybody if you wanted to, but I don't have a good send-off phrase yet. But if I come up with one that's great, if someone says someone that's great, then I'll definitely keep it for other episodes. So you have all that pressure on your shoulders right now.
Okay.
This is the last thing people are going to hear before they turn this off.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, go for it.
Never be afraid of turtles and live on, George Feeney. You quote it. I'm not overly fond of what follows.
Yeah. What's the matter? Scared of a little lightning? I'm not overly fond of what follows.
I love that.